following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Grief has many stages, but so does healing. I'm your host, DJ Bubblegum, exploring how to live life after loss. Hello and welcome back to episode 4 of No Map for This, where we discuss the path that no one is ever ready for. Today we're going to be discussing quitting bad habits and what that looks like, especially when you have accumulated them over a long period of time, as well as 5 ways that I have been able to counteract the deep and dark emotions of grief. Going through last month was really, really challenging for me, and learning how to navigate that at a level where I was out of that shock and denial, but still in a lot of shock and still wanting to be in denial, but knowing that this is my new reality and how I chose to go about that. I accumulated some pretty bad habits in my early teens, and I really was never able to put it down for good. Finally, one Saturday morning, I decided that I was done and I wanted to just be completely free. I felt really burdened and like I couldn't live to my fullest potential or grieve to the fullest capacity because I had something resisting that. And so now I feel over these past 10 days that I've really been able to like open up my mind to a whole new level. I feel as though the grass is greener. I don't know if you've ever seen those orange sunglasses that actually make everything greener. They're like supposed to help with endorphins or whatever, and bring like happiness. But I feel like I've put those on in my own way because I was taking off the glasses that were hiding all of the color. Being able to quit these bad habits have been extremely hard, and I had to come to the point where I was ready. I know that I've tried to quit them in the past for other people, but it was never for me or about me. And this time I chose for me. I didn't choose for anybody else. I wanted to release myself of the burden that I was feeling. Recently, being able to grieve and cope with all of these emotions fully sober has allowed me to really get a new understanding of my own emotions and how far along I am in my own grieving process, because I do feel a little bit like a lot of my emotions, even though I was going through all the emotions of grief, were still very diluted. So recently being able to think about how I'm allocating my time, having a lot more time, having a lot more energy, has been such a new and positive feeling in my life and in my time. And also being able to really feel my emotions. There's been a lot of tears lately, and that's been okay. I've really had to go back to what I've been talking about on this podcast, just focusing on my breathing, coming back to that present state and noticing my own thoughts and my own emotions. Sometimes it's easier for me to talk about them with other people than it is for me to allocate that onto myself. I had a friend who just recently lost her dad suddenly as well, and her and I are on similar timelines. As you guys know, I lost my dad senior year right before my birthday, and her as well. And this has been hard for me because this was the first time that someone had reached out to me and asked what to do. And I was really hesitant about what to say. because I wanted to fully encapsulate and go back to where I was at that moment in losing my dad and what I needed at that time and what people couldn't comprehend. A lot of people cannot handle the wide emotions of grief, which is completely understandable, but having someone who does understand is incredible, and I strive to be that person. I think it'll take me a long time to get there, but I want to work every day at it to help other people, help other people who have lost their loved ones. It's so important. And so I asked her if we could just go talk and grab some froyo, because I remember all I needed when I lost my dad was a little bit of normalcy. I needed a good laugh. I needed a good breath of fresh air without feeling like I was suffocating in my own grief and emotions and in a panic. And so being able to just go and have some Yobel and have a good laugh and talk, but then also be able to talk about what our experiences have been, even though different, being able to process it with somebody who has also been through a niche experience is hard, but also so healing and helpful, even if it's hard to talk about in that moment, even if it's uncomfortable and it's heavy. It helps to know that you're not fully alone, even if you feel alone. And I never like to say that I fully relate to where someone's coming from or I fully understand, because every situation, every story is different to a different degree. But having someone who has somewhat of a similar experience, but more importantly, who can listen to your experience and take that in and hold space for you, is so much more important. Moving on, as I was talking about earlier, unhealthy habits and breaking them so suddenly, and how I've efficiently been able to keep myself going and keep myself busy through this big transition in my life. And the five main things that I have been doing are an extreme amount of the gym, a lot of exploring, a lot of journaling, a lot of self-care, and most importantly, spending time with the people that mean the most to me. I think working out, getting your endorphins and that oxytocin pumping in your system is so important for just having a better and healthier day. I love going in the morning and really just waking myself up and feeling ready and fueled for the day with like happy pumping through my veins almost. I have my best friend go with me to the gym every day, and it's the best thing ever because I feel like I get to get an even, not harsher, but more intense workout and really push myself. And when you are trying to break old habits, putting a new habit in place that is hardcore and effective and continuous is really, really important and helps you take your mind off of that bad habit that you're trying to veer away from. Another thing is exploring. I think we spend way too much time on technology and way too much time looking in front of a screen. And so for me, taking this time to really just be present and explore and open my mind to new views and new places and just driving. I mean, not too much with the gas prices right now, but really taking that time, finding some good space where like you can just get fresh air has been so important for me and for my body in rejuvenating myself, and another source of finding a good habit instead of an unhealthy habit. Another thing for me is journaling. This is an area of journaling for me. I love to talk and have this podcast and express my emotions, but also just getting words down on paper. And sometimes journaling to me is just writing the words that are coming to my head. It's not full sentences, it's not paragraphs, it's just like word after word after word. Maybe it's the thing that I want to buy in that second. Maybe it's a feeling that I'm having. Maybe it's something that I want to eat. Whatever it is, just getting it down on paper and writing it out is so important. Especially as a college student, I'm writing all the time. And I love to type, but just like being able to put that pencil to paper and just flow in my writing is so incredibly important. And we do not do it enough in this generation because of how much technology has entered into our daily life. Something else that has been extremely supportive in my journey of bringing in new healthy habits to my life is self-care. I have started to budget out once a month where I go and get a massage. And some people might say that's a little insane, but there's different massage places in the city. I've chosen one, and it's something that I have realized I need to just release the tension that's in my body with the amount of grief and the amount of emotions that I am processing right now. I easily just tense up right in my shoulders, and I get so tense and I don't even realize it, that I'm scrunching my shoulders up or I'm super tense and, you know, frozen. And so taking that time, even though it's a little extreme, I think it has been very helpful for me in physically getting the tension and the trauma out of my body, because working through it, talking about it, writing it down is all important. But at the same time, I went through a very traumatic experience when losing my dad, physically and mentally. And so I do need to treat my body like a temple. I need to treat it with respect and take care of it the way that it has been able to carry me through all these different chapters of my life. Last but not least, I am so big on this one, spending time with the people you love. Something that I've really wanted to talk about on this podcast is a reminder to the people who still have their loved ones. It is so important to take those videos, have those voicemails, have those letters. Down the road, you're going to want it, and it's going to be a safekeeping in your mind. Recently, going and spending time with my best friend, we went to this beautiful spot in Novato the other night, and we got to watch some of the planes fly over into the city and watch the sun go down. We also love to go look at the Golden Gate Bridge. I'm really grateful that I lucked out with someone who can sit and just yap with me for hours. So that is definitely a plus. I recommend finding one of those. Even if you're by yourself, I do that all the time. I'll go and sit out somewhere and talk to my dad. And some people will say that's crazy, but once you lose a loved one, you will know that talking to the air is completely normal. Incorporating all of these new habits, and mind you, I've had these habits in my life, but they haven't been as prominent as they are now, because being able to take away that habit that took up so much of my time and burdened me has allowed me to allocate so much more time to the things that I truly love, the things that truly fill my cup. Finding new music, reading new books, enhancing my mind to the highest degree, putting the bad habits down, and choosing to effectively spend my time wisely. Because at the end of the day, my dad lived 53 years, and I think that's a pretty short amount of time. And I hope I live longer than that. But if I don't, I want to make the most out of these next couple of decades. These habits that I'm instilling now are going to make that easier for me in the future and now, to process my grief in a whole new way, to expand my mental state and my physical state in a whole new way, and really just come to a higher mental capacity in my life. Maybe my frontal lobe is just developing, and I'll be grateful for that too. And we'll see you on next week's episode.